can be seated. You can be seated. You can be seated. Do I have ushers? Yeah. You know what you do? Carry these people, take them to the back where no eyes will see them. Orderliness. Hello. I want orderliness. If you are not with me, you can leave. Are you hearing me? You can leave. If you are with me, come and sit here, my friend. Hey, I'm speaking to those people there. Come and sit down. Come over here. There are spaces all over. There are spaces here. Do I have ushers? There are at least three people that can sit here. At least two can sit here. At least four can sit here. Let them come. Jesus said, arrange them 50 by 50. Help me and do it. Help me and do it. Arrange them 50 by 50 before miracle will happen. God is obsessed with order. Look at this side. Be singing small as we arrange ourselves. Those guys at the back with us. Listen. Listen to me. They are not with us. Huh? Because I want to pray. And if it is that they are standing against me, I will ask my God to judge them. If they are with us, let them come. If they are not, they will come and ask me to pray in the next 5 years. If you are with me, come. If you are not with me, give us space. What did he say? Let me hear him. Is he challenging God? Let's find out. I think the guy wants to fight. You know, sometimes people, God is no more in our midst. That's why people can come and behave anyhow in the house of God. There is no fear. In Jesus' mighty name. Let me hear your loud amen. In Jesus' mighty name. For all of you that are willing and obedient, I promise you that God will do something marvelous in your life. In Jesus' name. I want you to expect God to do miracles. But beyond the miracles, there are other things that God wants to do. He wants to do something in the territory, and He wants to put His hands on the lives of people. That is what He wants to do. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. Just look at me. Look at me. If you are with me, say amen. There is somebody I'm seeing in the spirit. You have an issue with you. Listen, if you are the one, come, let me pray for you, because God will heal you now. You were in a dream. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. And then you ate in the dream. But when you now woke up, you now notice that you started having issues with your stomach, like pain. You are even feeling the pain physically. You are feeling the pain physically. Are you the one? Let me pray for you. Just kneel down here. Let me pray for you. Let me pray for you. Jesus will stretch forth His hands and deliver you in the name of Jesus. And I see healings taking place. There is somebody that is here. You have pain on your left leg. On your left leg. Not just on your leg, but around the toes. Around the toes, you have pain. As I speak now, the pain leaves in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to put your hands of deliverance on this young lady. Whatever it is, let it be purged from your system by fire. Let it be purged by fire. Let it be purged by fire. Let it be purged by fire. Let it be purged. 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 By fire. By fire. By fire. I set you free by the hand of God. As I stretch my hands towards you, let the power of God come upon you. Now listen. If God wants to move in a generation, He will begin to look for the youth. A generation, a territory that the youths are not galvanized for God's purposes, is a territory that is lost. There is no hope. Actually, if Satan wants to do anything, all he has to do is to lay hold on the youth of a generation. Then it doesn't matter what happens in that generation, everything is lost. The investment of God and the investment of men is wasted if the youths cannot be galvanized to become the burden bearers. So whenever God begins to say that He needs to work in a generation, He begins to look for young men and young women that can bear the burden. So when He meets people like Gideon will tell him that, "I am a young man, I'm the least in my father's house." But his name was Jerubbaal. It was not too important how old he was. What was important is what God wants to do, and how many men are willing to yield to what He wants to do. And then they will become instruments in the hands of God. I see young men and women here that God will put His hand. My prayer, I've been praying, and I'm asking God, even if it's 50 people in this place, 50. Because what we need is a convergence of altars If I need to tell you the kind of warfare we have fought just to come and minister here. Some of us, when we speak, it's not because we are standing here and wearing suit. It's because of years of fasting and prayer to prepare to come here. Some of us have not seen the light. We have not seen the light since the day broke. Just to make sure we are in the right frame of mind to bring the counsel of God to the people. So when we appear and speak, I can be another man after now, but the man that stands before you is God's oracle. So the words I utter is the words of God. When God came, he made the children of Israel. He said, I've seen your affliction and pain in the land of Egypt. He said, I'm come to deliver you. So the children of Egypt, children of Israel, were waiting for one big man to come. They didn't know that there is a man called Moses. He has been in the backside of the desert for years. The time for redemption have appeared, and the hand of God has come upon his servant. The mandate is to bring deliverance to my people. So the man Moses appeared, and because of series of encounters that God gave that young man, he became another kind of person. Imagine you appearing and suddenly you noticed that as you stepped out, suddenly in the night you off the light in your room, and suddenly you see light around the window. What will you do? The light was standing there and it was consistent. I went to boarding school. I went to Dennis Memorial Grammar School. And one of those days I was in SS1. As I was going to buy something for my seniors, I was moving through where we call SS1 block. As I was moving, suddenly two beings stood in front of me. They were tall, they were white. They were clothed in white raiment. I didn't know. That was when the call in my life began to appear. Two angels appeared to me. And when they appeared, I knew that the season to answer the mandate that was upon my life has begun to manifest. I say, I was 14 years old that time. And I believe the majority of the people here are beyond 14 years. That was when the hand of God began to come upon my life. Suddenly I noticed I was not the same with others. That there is a certain kind of life I have to live if it is true that the mandate of God will be accomplished in my life. Those entourage, they returned again in 5 years' time. I was 19 and they appeared. And that was when I caught two covenants with God. And he said, if I will serve him, that this is the kind of life that I will live. If I don't serve him, that I should be sure that I'm going to live a short life on this earth. So men like us don't live because we want to live. We live because of our calling. That's why we are here. That's why Satan cannot just wake up. Satan cannot just wake up and say he wants to kill people like me. Because when we are coming to Orif, we saw a beast, we saw a being appear, and he stood at the gate of the city and said, we will not enter. People don't enter a city because they use bike or car. They enter a city because they are mandated. There are authorities and entourage that comes with them. That was the utterance that came in the book of Psalms. He said, lift up your heads, O ye gates. I speak to the gates of this city by the office of my calling. I say, open up for revival. Let the move of God enter the cities. If God called me, Sahamente, Siavere Sapahaka. If God called me, then after this meeting, things will begin to happen in the natural, in the spiritual. There will be an awakening. May we begin to pray everywhere. Because God has come again and he wants to visit the land. And when God wants to visit the land, he will begin to visit the people. He will put his burden, he will put his passion, he will put his hunger, he will put his fire. I am askia. If this thing I said is true, listen, if what I said is true, then the hand of God will come on 7 people. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now, just listen. Listen. You can be seated. Seven people. Seven people. Help me and find the seven people. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. As a sign of your move. From my left to my right. From my front to my back. To the pastor's pew. In the name of Jesus. Help me and find the seven people. Help me and find. Help me and find. At the count of seven. One. By power. Help me and find. 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 Help me, I'm fine. Help me, I'm fine. Help me, I'm fine by power. 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 Help me, I'm fine. Number two. 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 Number three. Number three. Holy Ghost. We are the remaining four. Help me, Holy Spirit. 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 By power, by power. Stretch out your hands. Four, and then we continue with what we have. Four. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me. Help me. Help me. Listen, reduce. Help me and find the four. 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 Just close your eyes wherever you are. Help me and find the four. Help me and find the four. Holy Spirit. By power, help me and find the four. 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 Stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 stronger. The hand of God is coming on a lady. Once it comes on those seven complete, then it will be a sign that the gate has been opened. Because there is a message I came with. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Angels of the living God, move, move, stronger. Stronger, 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 by power. The angels of the living God, they are moving. They are moving. I'm trying to find out. They are moving. They are moving. I'm trying to find out. 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 Help me. Help me, I'm fine. 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 Holy Ghost. Help me, I'm fine. Holy Ghost. Help me, I'm fine. Help me, I'm fine. Stronger, stronger. Help me, I'm fine. 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 By power. By power. The hand of God is coming on you. Very strong. It's coming on you. It's coming on you. It's coming on you. It's coming on you. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Stronger, 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 stronger. I want to pass here. Help me and find Holy Spirit. Help me and find. 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 By power. By power. By power. By power. By power. Stronger. Stronger. stronger, 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 stronger. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Put your hands stronger. 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 Put your... There are two people here. There are two people. There are two people. There are two people. Help me and find those two people. Help me and find those two people, Holy Ghost. Help me and find those two people. Help me and find those two people, Holy Ghost. Help me and find those two people. 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 Help me and find them. Power, help me and find them. 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 Hand of God is coming stronger. The hand of God is coming by fire, by power, by fire, by power, by fire, by power, by fire, by power, by fire, by fire, by fire. It's too strong. It's too strong. It's too strong. It's too strong. All over this place, to my far right, to my far left, to my right, to my right, to my right, to my right, to my right. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, help me and bring them out. Holy Ghost, help me and find them. There are two people here. 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 Confirm your words, O God. By fire. If I be a servant of God, if I be a servant of God, at the count of seven, the fire of God will come on you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Fire, 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 fire.
The hand of God is on these two ladies. The hand of God is on these two ladies. The hand of God is on them. Sila bahataria. Abrenko tahabataha satai. The hand of God is on them. The hand of God is on them. I insist. I insist, Holy Ghost. This land must experience a breakthrough in the spirit. This land must experience a breakthrough. It's fire. It's fire. Is fire. One more, one more. The hand of God is on this lady. Sosa vedehe vere katia. Perene beheuta sosa balaha. Branta katia. My God. Help me with my handkerchief. There is one more person here. Once the hand of God comes strong, then we start preaching. One more sign to be complete. One more sign. Give us a sign from heaven, oh God. Give us a sign. 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 Give us a sign, Jesus. Give us a sign. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Hallelujah. 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 Listen to me, listen. If you are sitting on this row, look up to me. Look up to me, look up to me, look up to me. Just lift your hands and close your eyes. I just need... Just Just lift your hands and close your eyes. Father, in the name of Jesus, as their hands is lifted, I ask you to stretch your hands and touch. Help me and find the person. Touch the person. Angels of the living God. Touch. Help me, Holy Ghost. Touch. As your hands is lifted. Touch. Let the yokes be broken. And let your hand come upon her. Let the yokes be broken. And let your hand come upon her. In the name of Jesus.
Just open your Bibles to the book of Revelation chapter 4. Can somebody read for me? Revelation chapter 4. Thank you. God bless you. What is your name? God bless. Revelation chapter 4. Revelation chapter 4. Verse 1. Let me read. If you are there, say amen.
Amen.
Okay, that means a few number of us is not there. If you are not there, say wait for us. You are not there, say wait for us. Okay, we are waiting for you. Just open. Turn to Revelation chapter 4. My friend, you don't have Bible. Why not? You don't have phone.
Verse 1. And after this I looked, and behold, pay attention. Increase a little so that we just have 30 minutes. Reduce more. We just have 30 minutes and then we fly. I have business to conduct. There are people here that the spirit of death is hanging on their life. Some of them, they don't even know. They are even looking at other people thinking that that's why this meeting is holding. They don't know that they that looked as if they are not interested, they are the main people that this program is being held for. God wants to rescue them from the throes of death. Yes. But God is a merciful God, actually. So, and if He's merciful, then we follow Him. If not. Verse 1. After this, I looked and I behold, a door was opened. Where? Where was the door opened? This is a mystery. So we understand that there are facilities that is in heaven. How does a door look in heaven? The Bible said after that time, this is the man John, he was at the Isle of Patmos, and the scripture said that he was there for the testimony of Jesus. And when he was there, he said that suddenly he appeared in one place, and then a door opened in heaven. So it means that the possibilities that was afforded to that man was as a result of the open doors in heaven. See, open doors is not natural. You see, what we call open doors on earth is not actually open doors. Maybe because, I don't know, maybe there is a young man here, maybe a young man, and you are into business, and suddenly you receive contracts, you receive, somebody gave you cash, gave you things, and you came and gave testimonies and said that God gave you open door. Now, I want to bring you news that as far as the mortals are concerned, that there is only one location where a door can open, and that door is in heaven. The reality of the open doors in heaven is that there will be a lot of reaction upon the face of the earth to mirror the door that is opened in the heaven. So many things will never happen on heaven, especially as it pertains to God's project on earth, except God opens door, not for just opening door, opens door for men. So John was doing business for long, and a season came when the testimony of God, what God wants to do for a territory, needs to be revealed. And God searched for men that have the capacity, the stature in the spirit, to receive the testimony, the revelation, the instructions that embodies all God wants to do for the territory. Remember, after that time, John was speaking. He said that this is the word of the Lord to the seven churches that is scattered all over the Asia Minor. So this is the information that God has concerning the territories and the representative lampstands. Now, I will explain these things I'm saying to you. Meanwhile, are you with me? Meanwhile, my target is not to explain everything to you. I will help you to a point, and then we push you over. The reason is that there is no time to lay it line upon line, because this thing I just said now will take us Bible studies for 7 days. 7 days Bible study to explain to you what is open door. I will try. Because when you know what is open door, you will know that there is only one place door can open for you. When door opens for somebody in heaven, there is no human being that can close it on the earth. So when men begin to walk on earth and it seems as if they are representing God's purposes, when they stand, it seems as if God stood with them. When they speak, it seems as if they spoke for God. When they appear, things change. That means those men are carrying a reality that we call open door in heaven. So open door is not that you've got car. Open door is that God wants to walk in a city, in a territory, in your family. And the only way He can do it is to walk through you. What's your name? Destiny. There is no other way God can reach out to your family except through destiny.
Because destiny has entered into a reality in heaven that is called open door. And from that day onwards, if God wants to touch people in that family, in that territory, destiny has become the gate through which men can enter. Because he is an embodiment of heavenly open heaven. I need to tell you something. Many of the things people pray as prayer points, they are not prayer points. They are realities that you can be brought into in the spirit. And when you are brought into it, anytime you appear, things begin to happen. Are you with me? Let me give you an example. How many of you have heard about the testimony of what happened when David tried to carry the ark to the city, his city, so that he will bring a resting place for the ark? Because he said, we saw the ark in the woods in Ephrathah. He said that he has decided not to give sleep to his eyelids nor climb to his bed until he finds a resting place for the God of Jacob. So when he took it, they were moving, and then there was a man called Uzzah. And when the ark wanted to fall, because they were carrying it upon an ass, do you know what it means? It means that, let's assume those days, that the ark of God's covenant is shaped like a board that is rectangular, and then we carried it. Are you with me? Have you seen a horse before? And then we found a horse like a chariot, and we put it 1, 2, 3, 4, and then we carried that rectangular box and dropped it. Inside that box is all the contents, all the instruments that made God whom he is in relating with his people. Things like the tables of covenant, things like the Aaron's rod that budded. Those are the things that was there. So when the man, they carried it and dropped it, they were moving, and they were dancing, moving, going to the city of David to go and drop it. Suddenly they came, I don't know, there is a place, when I was coming here, we were inside the car, there is a place we were passing yesterday, and Chibeze carried me, and it, boom, and the thing threw us, boom, boom. That was what happened to the ark. And then the ark wanted to fall down. And then, maybe, as soon as Ochuku is now, he saw the ark and he wanted to fall. And then he stretched his hand to help the ark. If you are the one, won't you do it? You saw the ark of God's covenant falling and you want to help the ark not to fall. And the Bible says that God struck Uzzah and he died there. Why? What was the problem? The ark is not meant to be carried on a cart. The cart is an instrument of man. The target of God is that the ark will be borne on the shoulders of men. Listen to me. The ark of God's glory is borne on the shoulders of men. God's intent is to fill men with his reality, so that when men appear, there will be a representation of God's dimensions. So if there is any other means that we try to portray and manifest God to a generation, it will fail. See, let me tell you, we have been devising means, structure, principles. We have been doing organization. Meanwhile, what God needs is agonizing, not organizing. We have been looking for ways to do things. It's not ways God needs, he needs men. We are looking for methods. We are God's method. Men are God's method. So that was what was happening. From the origin, when God brought that ark, even when Moses died, and this man, even when he was alive, men were supposed to cross the river Jordan. The Bible said that the ark was borne on the shoulders of the Levites and the priests. When they came to the bank of Jordan and they touched their feet on the bank of Jordan, the Bible said that Jordan parted. That was God's intent. If it is true that men can carry the ark of his glory, even when they appear before the Red Sea will part. That is God's plan. God's plan is that men can carry his glory. That same thing that tabernacled in the temple, it can now reside in men. And you carry it into your campus, into your school. Yes. In secondary school, you can carry it. Because people carry charms. That's what makes some of them boast, because of rubbish things that they have seen. And I'm such a man that respects their opinion too. That is why some of us have something too. Yes. You cannot speak the way I'm speaking. Oh, are you with me? If you have need, say amen. No, you can't speak this way I'm speaking if you have not eaten something too. Satan will use you and do bread and beans. I appeared as an foreign state, and they told me that the principalities in the territory have gathered, and their intent is to deal with me. That the one that is in charge of that territory have tried, and he said that the entourage I came with is too much, that he needs to go and call his friends. And they gathered. They were seven in number, and they gathered, and they were doing invocation, doing incantation, doing all their magic, doing all the things. I was in the night, throughout the night, I was praying. Then what was happening is that, because the light that, have you seen where Jesus prayed? Have you visited his prayer room before? Oh my God. Who has visited Jesus' prayer room? It's in the Bible now. Have you not heard that he took Peter, James and John to that mountain? And the Bible says when Jesus prayed, the fashion of his countenance was what? Altered. It was there that we found out that the man that was talking with them and eating bread with them was the King of Glory himself. See, you don't know men, no? You don't know who is sitting with you. He can be the mighty man that God will use in this generation. Just because you have not prayed long enough, we will not see that man manifest. There is a reason why we pray. The Bible said in the book of Luke chapter 18 verse 1, it said for men ought always to pray and not to faint. And in that place, he said, there is a woman in a certain city. Do you know what it means? It means that when we mean men, we don't mean people that know how to impregnate people. There are people that know how to do fornication, sleep up and down. If you ask them, all they know that makes them a man is that they can impregnate somebody. You are not a man, my friend. Jesus said men ought always to pray. So there is a way we know men is in the place of prayer. And the Bible said in the book of Genesis, he said God made man. He said male and female made he them. So inside a man is a compartment called male and female. So if a woman appears and begin to do business on the altar, the Bible will call that woman a man. That was why the Bible said in the book of Judges chapter 5, he said Deborah, wife of Lapidot, prophetess, he now said judge in Israel. He said when men disappeared, a woman called Deborah stood and said the territories and temples of God will not be lost. You see, that is the challenge in many families. If you check your family, you will notice that many of your fathers are not praying. The reason why you are here at all was because you had a praying mother. It is a proof that in your family, a man is not the priest. It was a woman that was the priest. So if God wants to come, he can only come through that woman. It's an aberration. That is why if you are a young man here, you have to hear my voice. That is why we have lost the authority of God that need to come from heaven and come into the family. And if the family is lost, then we can't have hope in the church. The church is a convergence of cellular networks of families. Are you with me? If a family is good, then the church will be good. If the families are scattered, then the church is scattered. If God is in the family, then God is in the church. If the head of the family is a priest that know how to trap God, that the authority of God is on his life, then when they come in the church, their children will listen to them. Many of the reason why many young men here have become wayward is because their father was never a priest. He doesn't know how to stand between the path and the altar and say, oh God, my sons will not be wayward. My sons! That was what happened to a young man. He has been smoking Indian hemp and taking all kinds of hard drugs until one day he took the one. He said, today I will take the one, the highest hard. When he brought it to take it, a voice sounded from heaven and said, if you take this one, you die. That is how the young man dropped it there, surrendered to Jesus and began to speak in tongues without anybody preaching to him. I say, when you have an intercessor, when you have a priest that can stand between the path and the altar, nothing can be lost. The authority of God can be found in a family. If you are a young man that is not yet up to 25 years, I call you up today that there is a call from heaven that the land of Orif
we receive a youth, young men that understand the way of the altar. Let me tell you, if you refuse to build altars, men that have altars, we begin to manipulate your destiny. See, this life is a game of altars. There are men that rule this city. There are men that are in charge of this land, yes. And the reason why they are in charge is because of the altars they have. So when it matters in the spirit, it is the voice of altars that speak and the sacrifices that lay upon them. Their sacrifices will bring upon the altar, it will thunder in the heavens. Then the things that have held your family bound for 13 years will begin to weaken, because a man has brought a sacrifice upon the altar. It's not about good or bad, it's about the voice of the altar. That is what the cosmos responds to. That is what destiny is responds to. That is what the territory responds to. That is what everything responds to it. He said, Deborah, wife. Say after me, wife. So just because she was a wife, did not exempt her. She was doing all her wifely duties. Confirmed. She was a prophetess. Confirmed. The Bible now said, church in Israel. In those days, the 12 tribes of Israel and the men that were in charge, they ran away. But a woman stood between the path and the altar. Just like many women will stand here. They will say, after now, my siblings, my brother is almost lost to Satan. He is looking up and down, smoking, drinking, womanizing. I stand as a judge. I stand and say, I rescue my brother, I rescue my sister. I rescue my father, I rescue my mother. I rescue my family. I rescue. God is looking for an excuse to invade your family. Listen to me. I want to pray for just two ladies here now. You want in your heart to live the kind of life that Deborah lived, because your desire. Why is she going? Are you tired? Where are you going to? Okay, because we need to collect that thing. Now, listen. I want to pray for three ladies only. These are the three ladies that said, if God doesn't use me, something will spoil in my family. If God doesn't put his hands in my life, many things around, I'm seeing things that need to be rearranged. But it seems as if nobody is doing anything. If I continue to wait, then nothing will happen. I want to, just three ladies, and I will count to three. They just stand up quickly. I have things to do. Just stand up. Wait, there are many. There are many. Just lift your hands. Let me ask God to anoint, even if it's three. Help me and anoint, oh God. Help me and anoint with the oil of the church. Put something in their mouth. When they speak now, things in their family will respond. There are altars, things that has entered into your family. They don't want to come out. Sometimes when you pray, they will look at you and laugh. Sometimes when you finish praying, they will come in the night and press you. Not after now. God will give you the anointing of the church. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, anoint three people. Anoint three. Anoint three. Anoint three. Anoint three. Anoint three. Anoint. 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 Holy Ghost. Anoint. Holy Ghost. Anoint. Holy Ghost. Just help me and check if they are up to three. Yeah, that's it. You can be seated. The rest can be seated. Listen. The Bible says, after, reduce a little.
look at me. Can she look at me? Stretch your hands towards me. Such as I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, my God. Be anointed. Be anointed. Be anointed. Now, let's go back. How many of you know where we are reading? Did you remember? Where were we reading? I like the look on that young man's face. Huh? Do you want to serve Jesus? Come, let me give you my suit. Wear it for... Sorry for the distraction. There are many things to do, so that's why I'm doing like this. Now, he said in verse 1, after this, I looked and behold, a door was opened in heaven. See, let me tell you, may your door not be opened at Nkwedo. Huh? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because when your door opens at Nkwedo, coronavirus can close it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? For some of you that go down to Newi, I know people like Chibeze. Eh? May your door not open at Newi. The reason is that lockdown can close it. Say after me, lockdown. May your door not open in Lagos, because if it is in Lagos that you open, protest can close it. Protest. Protest can close your door. But if your door opens in heaven, if your door opens in heaven, if you like, let them have protest. That's when we make the greatest breakthrough. Now let me tell you a story. There is somebody that wanted to travel abroad. He just married and he wanted to go and do honeymoon. There are three nations. He converted all the money he had to dollars. It was running into $10,000. Do you know how much it is? You know, this our naira is nothing now. Do you know what happened? The lockdown came. The man was crying. That lockdown, no more. It was when he was in lockdown that the value of dollar went almost 100%. So his money that was $10,000 was almost equivalent of $20,000 in less than 3 months. Is that one working? He's not doing anything. Lockdown removed food from your mouth, but he gave him extra $10,000. I say, are you with me? What you need is for door to open for you in heaven. You don't need your uncle to remember you. You don't need big men in this town to remember you. What you need is for a door to open for you in heaven. Then things will begin to shift. I'm a living example. People called me when I started. In case some of you think I came from far, I didn't come from far. I know what is obtained in this territory. How many over that? So, it's not about the grammar. When I was... My father's elder sister is being married in this town. And my village is... I will not tell you my village. So, if I begin to speak vernacular, I will speak it better than you. Now, this is it. I'm telling you that when I started, people came and told me that you can't do this kind of thing in this land, especially if you're an indigenous. If you're an outsider, you can do it. But as an indigenous, don't try. That there are things that has been instituted in the land for years, that even if you're an outsider, things will prosper for you. But if you want to do this kind of thing and you say you are from the land, they say that the thing is inside you. It will begin to fight you and make sure you fail. So sometimes those people can even rise and do mighty things, and then before you know it, they begin to fizzle out, and they began to count for me. Look at this one, he has fallen. Look at this one. He has fallen. 3, 4, 5. That's when I have to cry out to the monarch of Zion. I have to cry out to the monarch of Zion. That is the testimony that they bring to men that have not been to Zion. When you stay there long enough, the Bible says that every one of them move from strength to strength as they appeared in Zion. When I go there and come out, I notice that the things that is prevalent in the life of my people is already falling out from my life. They will come and tell you that the people from around there, they love money more than their life. I am not one of them. I sought Jesus until greed died in my heart. I'm not one of the people that can do anything for money. As a matter of fact, money doesn't bother. The least thing I need in life is money. The day you realize that money is the least thing you need, you will succeed in God. Because in case you are not aware, many of the cash that people used to carry, they don't carry cash now. That is to show you that if you really want to live this life, it's not cash you need. Is it not true? How many of you do electronic transactions? You can use your phone and be transferring money. But there were days they used to keep money in the house and thieves will come and carry it. That is to show you that when it matters in life, that you don't need money. Have you ever thought about it? Think about it. Because when you have you done electronic transaction, what you are doing is money. Like you use phone to transfer money. Have you done transfer? What you are doing is number. You just press number 10,000. What went is 10,000. Is number. Is it not number? And they said it's money. That's what you are killing yourself over. The question I want to ask you, if there is a means to get what you need without touching that number, won't you survive? Actually, that is what you need. The Bible said, my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. Now, your needs can be supplied without you touching money. Because I tell you the truth, the day will come when money will fail. It's only men that have doors open in heaven that will survive. The days will come when you come to church to come and hear the word of God and the church did not open. Am I lying? How many of you? Corona now. Corona. Say after me, Corona. Corona taught us a lesson. That is possible. I didn't know it's possible that a day will come and the church will close. I didn't know. And in my own opinion, that might be testing. You know? If it is true that the church closed, and then you still have Jesus in your heart, that means when you come to church, there is something you should meet that is beyond the four walls. That thing is called fellowship. Are you with me? So when men are not educated, and the proof of fellowship is that there is a door that is open in heaven. I will show you from the Bible. Let me try and show you. What is your name? Huh? Ego. Sister Ego. How are you? One of my aunties, her name is Ego, and she's a mighty evangelist. She has died anyway. You can be seated. And after this, I looked, and behold, the door was opened in heaven. The first voice I heard was as if it were a trumpet talking with me. Do you know what is happening here? What is being used in the book of Revelation is heavenly language. Say after me, heavenly language. Say after me, heavenly language. That is why I needed to explain to you that even when the scripture said open door in heaven, that it doesn't literally mean the door in your house. You have door in your house, sister. Have you opened the door before? That open door there is not that kind of door. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. Are you with me? So these things are heavenly language. Because the scripture now said, I had a voice speaking to me like a trumpet. This is a mystery. Have you heard thunder clap before in heavens? Many of the time that thunder, how many of you have heard thunder before? You have heard thunder during rain, and many of the time that thunder clapped, That is actually the voice of an angel. See, so are you with me? Now, this is an angel that is speaking. He said somebody spoke to him, but it sounded like a trumpet. Are you not getting the point? So many times that God spoke to you, it was God that is speaking to you, but by the time he came to where you will hear it, it was sounding, you explained it. For John, he said it's trumpet. For some of you, you say that I feel like something is telling me. You know that thing that I used to tell you, that thing that has been telling you, you never responded to it. That is what was happening to John. He said it's trumpet. They are speaking to him, he said it's trumpet. That is how God is speaking to many people. Yes. Sometimes God can withhold your visa. What you said is in your own, in this realm, he said his visa. In heaven, God said it's God that is speaking. Are you getting the point now? Yes, now. There are men that had extra year in campus. How many of you, you are in campus, you have graduated? Raise your hand, you have graduated. There are people that had extra year in campus. The only reason why they were there is that God wanted to build them up in the spirit so that they can become men that can deliver on their destiny. The way you are, possibly if you leave, you will become a prey in the hands of Satan. What you don't know is that people that didn't rise in your family, the reason why they didn't rise is because it's not because they don't want to. It's because there are powers and principalities that hold men bound. I tell you the truth. When I was praying many years ago, I told God, I looked at all my uncles and everywhere. I saw men, probably some of you, it happened to your uncles and your father. I saw men that rose. They became millionaires when they were 30, 40. By the time they are reaching 50, then the thing went down. It happened to your father. It happened to my own. So there is no need. There is no hiding. I counted one person. It happened. First uncle, the same. Second uncle, the same. Third uncle, the same. You just grew up and you are angry with your father that he doesn't have money. You are not wise, though. You think your father didn't have money because he doesn't want to have money. Something is fighting these men from delivering on their destiny. Do you know God is showing you mercy and is calling you into the secret place? For you will think it's to serve God. I don't want to pray like this. I don't want to. Me, I'm not a pastor. Let all these people that is doing, you are not wise. The Bible said that he called the children of Israel as a nation of priests. Do you know what it means? It means that the destiny of God that is resting on a man's life can only be executed if the man knows priesthood. As a matter of fact, men of darkness are powerful and able to establish the destiny of Satan through their life because of how much they have given themselves to demonic priesthoods. When you see a man killing goats, killing cows, come to junctions, they are dropping things, come to altars, they are sacrificing human beings, it is because they want to empower others, because they understand that what rules this world is priesthood. So men that know the way of altars, they are priests. You come, you are sacrificing. One day you come and utter words in the spirit and say, from today, nobody will be sick. Because what you notice is that every month they are carrying your siblings to a hospital. You are a mother, you are a sister. Every day you are paying money. You are proud that you are taking them to hospital every month to treat the same sickness. What you don't know is that it's witchcraft. Should I tell you something? If you are treating the same sickness and it's coming back, and it's coming back, and it's coming back, it has demonic origin. God will deliver you today in the name of Jesus. Listen, there will be massive healing here. One of the reasons why there will be massive healing is that the demon that is causing it will be taken away. He said, I heard a voice talking with me and said, what did the voice say? Are you with me? Read with me. What did the voice say? Let me hear your voice. What did the voice say? That's our topic, right? This is a strange talk. This is a strange talk. There are many places, I think about 4 to 5 places, when John was told in the book of Revelation to come up hither. Meanwhile, this is a man that is already in the realm of the spirit. Huh? You know, I have heard people that teach new creation realities. They will come and tell you, since you are in church, why do you need to pray more? All these people praying like this, why God hears all kinds, what they don't know. Are you with me? What you don't know is that just because you are in, you are saying amen and God is here and can hear you, doesn't mean you have access to everything that is in God. As a matter of fact, if you go to chapter 1, the Bible said that John was in the spirit on the Lord's day. Have you been in the spirit before? Sister, have you been in the spirit before? Have you been in the spirit before? Let's get a mic. Let's find out her encounters in the spirit. No, don't worry. We will not leave today. You have been in the spirit before. Yes, so when a man is in the spirit, still, even though you are in the spirit, the Bible said that the voice spoke to him and said, what? Come up here. I thought it's just enough to be in the spirit. You're already in the spirit. You're already a man of the spirit. What is the Bible saying again? Come up here. It was then that we understand that even in God, there are places in God. Say after me, there are places in God. The Bible said that we are seated with Christ Jesus far above principalities and powers. We are seated in heavenly places in Christ. So there are places in Christ. Say after me, there are places in Christ. What is this? What I'm trying to tell you is that for everything a man seek in God, there is a particular place that it is domiciled. And the challenge is that it takes an energy level for you to ascend to that place, to that realm, to that strata, where what you seek resides. Are you getting the point? So for John, he has already interacted long enough that he's already conversant with a general energy level. You know, the entrance level. How many of you have done common entrance? You have done common entrance. Raise your hand. Okay, how many of you have done jam? There is a guy I know. Now, let me explain to you what I meant. You know, these days they do post UMB. There were days it was only jam. And there is a guy I know at Onitsha those days, while I was doing my secondary school. The guy took jam 10 times. Say after me, 10 times. Do you know why? He was looking for medicine and surgery in Uniben. Now, follow me. Now, for somebody that is looking for another, how many of you took jam? You took jam recently. You took jam. Raise your hand so you will understand this. What course do you want to study? Which one did you offer? Sit down, don't worry. Microbiology. Now, for somebody that put microbiology, which university? UNISIC, ANSU. Where? EBSU. Okay, Ebonyi State University. For there, the cutoff, are you following me? The cutoff, the minimum entrance level for everyone that will participate in EBSU post UTME can be 200. Are you with me? So once you get 200, you already enter. So for everybody that clocked 200, their testimony is that we are in the spirit on the Lord's day. That is entrance level. Are you getting the point? I'm trying to explain to you. If you don't understand this, I don't know how I will help you. Because I'm using your language, the language of the youth, to explain to you. Are you getting the point? Somebody took jam and they said that the cutoff mark for post-UME in general, for let's say Anambra State University, is 180. And you scored 160. Are you qualified? Who said yes? Are you qualified? Somebody still said yes. If you said yes, raise your hand. You see, the minimum entrance level to participate in post UME is 160 in JAM. Is it not true? But when you enter, that is just to come and take exam. That is what the Bible meant by saying that John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. That is minimum entrance level. Everyone that is born again, and in case you are not born again, we will receive you to Christ today, have capacity to function in the spirit. The Bible said, if you are in the spirit, walk here in the spirit. So there is such a thing as a man being in the spirit and walking in the spirit. There are two different things. It is when you understand the mechanism of walking in the spirit, then you can transverse realms, dimensions, energy levels, trap things in the spirit and come out in the natural. You will be a different man. The same person, how do you explain it? You are a normal man. You went on a 21 days fasting. You came out and raised the dead. You are a normal man. Enter 21 days fasting. Came out, and the altars that held your family bound, they broke. And the sign is that the tree that is in front of your house fell down without anything blowing on it. Are you getting the point now? That means that the man entered into places. He, by the help of the Spirit, entered into places. And one of those days, he stumbled on the chamber of power. There is a chamber of power. When he stumbled on it, he came out. When he looks on demons, they begin to cry out. I never knew it was possible until I stumbled on the chamber of power. And I came back. I'm trying to tell you that there are places in God. That is why the scripture has to tell us to come up hither. There is a call on the youth of Oripite. And the call is to what? Say, come up hither. I didn't hear you. Say, come up hither. The reason why you need to come up hither is what I'm explaining to you. That it is possible that where you are clapping for yourself and saying you are doing well, and people are congratulating you. But the destiny and the mandate that is hanging upon your life is such that you have to give up your loins and travel. Because there are places in God you need to enter. The equipments and the resources, the beings, the angelic cadre. Some of you are supposed to function with warrior angels. Do you know where they operate? Warrior beings. These are men when they appear in territories. Demons in that territory cannot hold them. Listen. Let's get back to our lecture. If you are with me, say amen. We are in a lecture. Are you with me? We are in a lecture. Let's continue the lecture. So, we are using jam. Say after me, jam. Say after me, cut off. Say after me, jam, cut off. It's 160. Very good. So, if jam cut off is 160, that is the minimum requirement for a man to begin to actually engage. That was the testimony of John. The Bible said that John was in the spirit on the Lord's day. But even though he was in the spirit, he still had a voice that told him what? Come up hither. Come up hither. It was a summon. Satan is summon. That is what we call heavenly summons. Pastor, heavenly summons is for men that are willing to walk with the spirit. This is not as a result of human effort. There are some people, they will come and be praying, and they will think prayer is by human effort. It's because you came to them and said, God, you must answer me, you must answer me, you must answer me. Kill my enemy, kill my enemy, kill my enemy, kill my enemy. How many of you, I'm not saying don't pray the prayer, but you have prayed. Anyway, let me give you a disclaimer. Me, I also pray the prayer. You say, die by fire, die by fire, die by fire, die by fire. Now, there is a point I need to prove to you. Have you noticed not many people died? Have you shouted die by fire before? And then you finished, nobody died. In fact, you slept, they came and slapped you. What? Who told you to pray? It has not happened to you before. There are some people, when you wake up in the night to pray, when you are shouting, Jesus, I bind, I cast, then one powerful being will come and stand at your back. You will know that somebody is standing at your back. And suddenly fear will catch you and you will run inside the house. It has happened to you before. There are some places you will be passing and they will tell you to go and carry a shrine. And altar. Some places they do some things. When you are passing that place, you will suddenly notice that your head will start growing bigger. You are feeling your head growing big. Has it happened to you before? My brother, my sisters, there are things. So if you know that there are things, you can't come and be shouting, empty Jesus, Jesus, die by fire, die by fire. You must enter somewhere. Tell your neighbor, say, enter somewhere. There is a place the apostles entered, and when they came out, the Bible said they took knowledge of them and knew that these men have been with Jesus, because they said they were unlearned men. Yet when they say cripple begin to walk, blind eyes see, deaf ears see, demons come out. There were days, if I want to cast demons, I'll be saying, I command you demon, come out, I bind you, I bind you, I bind you, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I bind you. Holy Ghost, I bind you. Some of them that are crying, no, and it's still prayer. Oh, my brother, my sister. When will you be tired of deceiving yourself? You have been praying that in your family is getting into darkness the more. As you're praying it, your mother died, your father died, your business ended. The school you are about to go to, no, the person that wanted to sponsor you died. As you are praying, you are getting more carryover. You are not wise yet. You don't know there is a contention. There is a contention. When they told me that nobody in my extended family has gone to the university and finished, that was when I knew that my going to the university is not going to get a certificate. It was a warfare. When I went to the university, I was going for warfare. So when my supervisor in final year, when I finished doing my project, he said I should start afresh. I did not go and start afresh. I knew it was war. I went on a 4 days fast. When I finished, nothing happened. I entered another one. I finished, nothing happened. I entered another one. I finished, nothing happened. I entered another one. I say some of you must go to school. And the reason why you must go to school is not just about the certificate. It's because there is a darkness of ignorance that is hanging on your family. You need to break it. I see in the spirit now, there is somebody that has, somebody here is disturbed by the spirit of insanity. Insanity. The spirit of insanity. And what I see in the spirit is like the projections, is a projection that is causing that person to behave like that. So it seems as if he's being sucked out of the head of that person and it's coming out like smoke. What I actually saw was smoke evaporating. I declare healing for that person in the name of Jesus. I said that person is healed in the name of Jesus. So they said, come up here. It was then we knew that there are places. Now remember, I said that when you have 160, you are qualified to take jam. But remember the story I was telling you, that I had a guy that I knew when I was at Onitsha. Even though cutoff of jam those days is 200. He took jam, he took post-UME many times. Those days it was not post-UME. Even though minimum cutoff to enter into UniBen those days was 200. And it can be 200 for many courses. Like this, my sister now said it's microbiology. For microbiology, it can be 180, 200, but he's going for medicine and surgery. My brother, those days, medicine and surgery, I don't know for now, it's up to 270. 280. But I thought you already have the cutoff. Why are you not having the result? Have you not seen where I'm going? You already in the spirit, you already praying. I asked some people,
They tell me, I've been praying. Is it not true? We have been praying, we have been fasting. Even this pastor has prayed for me. This man of God has prayed, this person has prayed for me. We have been praying, we are trusting God to answer us. You don't know anything. I say these things are domiciled in energy level. Just because the entrance level cutoff mark for admission into Univen is 200, doesn't mean that the person going for medicine and surgery will get it using 200. Is it possible? So you have 200, you enter the university. But if you want medicine and surgery, even though 200 is required of every man, for you, you need 270, my friend. It was then that we realized that men have to come up here, that there are places in God, and in those places is installed domicile, equipment, resources, angels, help. There are people that want to help you. They can't see you the way you are now. There is a way you rise, they will see you. We held a program, and when we finished, somebody saw the program from Lagos and said, Kai, the way you are doing this thing, I love what you are doing. He said, where is your account? He now sent money. Now, the reason why he was able to send the money is not because I've known that guy for 2 years. But he has been rich. He's a millionaire. But he didn't send anything. Do you know why? The version of me and the version of our work that God has ordained that he will sow to is not the one he was seeing 2 years ago. It's not the one he was seeing a year ago. It was this year he saw the one he can sow to. I say your destiny helpers are around the corner. They have not seen the victor they are looking for. You need to enter places in God. Come up here. That's the call. When you come up here, you will see the equipment that you are. Sometimes you will be praying. That is because you have entered into places. If it is true that God called you to do something in this land, then he has to give you a throne in the spirit. There is no man that can function in a territory without a throne. A throne is not sitting on a shelf. You don't know. The people that rule our cities is not in government house. They are inside the forest. Because men rule by their altars. Yes. The power of a throne can be traced to the altars and priesthood that is backing it up. That is why if you enter those government houses, they consult all powers. They consult all kinds of people and all kinds of places so that they will empower themselves to sit on the throne. There is a young woman that they were telling the woman to pray and get into God. She refused. One day they gave her promotion in a bank and she became a bank manager, a branch manager. When they made her branch manager on Monday she will resume work. Do you know what happened? On Friday they took her share. The share she will sit upon, they took it and took it to a shrine, and the share slept in the shrine throughout the weekend. This year, the lady came on Monday and did makeup, self-time makeup, new hair, new hairstyle, everything new. And she was entering with self-time high heel. Glory. Somebody say glory. You just put your legs like this, and she entered with a limp. You know the kind of dressing you dress? I have young ladies here. I have. Oh my boy, never now. You know, there are some dressing you dress, you will need somebody to notice you. They will do their hair like this. In case, why are you not seeing this hair? Why are you not seeing it? That's how the lady entered the office. What she didn't know is that her chair slept in the shrine throughout the weekend. So she did like this and went and sat down. As soon as she sat down, half of her body was paralyzed. Half. I say you don't sit because you want to sit. You sit because your altar is strong. So if it is true that God called you to administrate for him in a territory, then you need a throne. Sometimes you need to be ferried high in the spirit so that we see the state of the territory from an exalted position. There are things you will never see about the territory until God carries you up in the spirit. You need rank and stature to see. Yes, man of God. You need rank and stature.
There is an exalted place in the spirit. As a matter of fact, in the spirit, height is an advantage. That is why the Bible said that Jesus was exalted far above every other thing, every other name. There is a reason why he has to sit there, so that he will be able to administrate every other affair. Once Jesus sat in the highest place, then every other thing came under him. And the reason why we are tall in God is because the Bible says we are seated with him. That's why we can come and say, Satan, come out, and he will come out. You don't know. Try it. Do you want to try? What will happen is I will start casting demons, and I will call you to try. That's when you will find out what is in the book of Acts chapter 16. Have you heard of the seven sons of Sceva? There is a young minister, he's a music minister. He used to sleep with choir members. Just like there are a few people that is sitting under me here. They are still sleeping with him. I've seen them in the spirit. They are fornicating. But I pray that God will show you mercy if you decide not to continue. Now, I know you don't believe this, but it is true. Yes. Yes. If you like, say no, it's true. Forget how well people are dressed. It's not how well they're there and the way that we have seen things. I have carried this gospel to east, west, and north and south of this nation. I've gone to west. I've gone to far north, as far as Sokoto, Zamfara, Katsina. I have gone as far as that. And I tell you, you see the same thing. See the same demons. Ego. Ofumoja. So the young man came and saw one demonized lady. And the lady was doing like this. And because he was dressed like a man of God, he is dressed like Harry. And Harry is a music minister. And he just appeared with a limp. I said, glory. O thou demon of darkness, I charge you in the name of exalted Christ that rose on the third day and is now seated and is now glorified to come out. The demon said, even you. Not be you sleep with Nkechi. Okay, not Nkechi. Okay, let's not use Nkechi. Let's use Ogechukwu. Okay, we are not using Ogechukwu. Who are we going to use? Okay, let's use Amara. Amara. Okay, let's not use Amara. Let's use Ebere. Ebere Chukwu. So, are you with me? Okay, no, let's not use anybody. So the demon now said, even you, are you not the one that slept with? He was telling the demon, shut up. Because the demon was exposing him. He still wanted to cast the demon. He's a young lady that is very slim. Slim like this. But I tell you, when somebody is possessed by a demon, don't look at the size. I went to Kaduna for a crusade 2018, Seriki Yerwa Street and Gwanromi, and I came there in the night around 8 p.m. I removed this my jacket, my former suit, and then I waved it in the crowd. Many people began to manifest. One of the ladies, if you see the lady, she's like yellow purple, like this my sister. The sister was fair with all kinds of makeup. A damsel worthy to behold. Glory to God. When we waved the jacket, the same damsel that was fair and worthy to behold started doing like this. That is not the problem. I called four heavy men like you, went to hold that small, slender lady. Four men could not hold one lady. Four heavy men could not hold one lady. My brother, it's not natural power. Forget this, your power.
I know you like to do greedy. Oga, forget this. Go and receive supernatural power.
Say after me. You need it. You need it.
Before one small child, I said it yesterday. Small children that are learning witchcraft, they will tell you, I will show you in the night. You will tell the child, shut up.
You will tell the child, shut up. Even you, you are talking. Come on.
And in the night, as you are sleeping, somebody will hold your neck. Hold you tight. And remember yesterday in church, they say shout Jesus 7 times and you shout Jesus.
Oh yeah, let's shout it together. Let's shout Jesus 3 times. 1, 2, ready, go.
Good. So you shouted it 20 times. When you slept, the small child that is learning witch came and held you like this and sat on you. And you wanted to say Jesus, you are doing
It has happened to you now. Has it not happened to you?
Hey, that is where you will realize it's not by physical power. When they finish dealing with you, she will be the first person to greet you in the morning and ask you, how was your night?
Oga, talk something. So that small children, small witches that is learning project will not come and be testing on your head. As I said yesterday, you will wake up and they will use razor blade and cut up your body. Yes, now. Some of you, the witches, when they come, they will eat up your fingernails and your toenails.
It has happened to you. You wake up and the thing is blowing you. And it's eating your nails.
It has happened to you before. Raise your hand now. There is nothing to be ashamed of. There is that rat. You know that rat now?
That sister knows the rat.
It will be doing like this. And be eating you. You will only wake up in the morning and see that your nails are finished. But the one, let me tell you the truth. I'm speaking to you from experience. So don't come and think I'm a Superman. No, what I'm teaching you is such that I'm telling you where I was and I'm telling you how God has brought me thus far. That these days I will come to meetings and witches will be in the meeting and they will come and they will repent. They will give up their chance. We deliver them. I've come to meetings and I will tell them that there are 3 witches in this meeting. Just like there are witches in this meeting. I know you don't believe, but it is true. This program, and if you will come out when I'm praying, I will deliver you. The person I'm talking to, in the night you will see yourself fly. You are not sure whether he's witch or not, but you know you are flying in the night. And then you will go somewhere and come back, and when you wake up you will know. Have you seen somebody? You did walk. When you wake up in the morning, your body will be telling you that you did work. But you were sleeping. Today, Jesus will deliver and show that person mercy in the name of Jesus. But if you refuse to repent, there is a judgment. Huh? There are angels that are passing through the length and breadth of our rift. Yes. And are doing land deliverance. That's why we came. Oh, you thought we are praying. Do you know how they do? Land deliverance is not go to one place and be gathering things together. When you burn that thing, have you burned the spirit behind it? You just gather something and burnt it. The spirit there is still there. When one young man will come and offer something, the spirit will come back alive. Because what you just burned is physical token. The spirits that are involved, they are still alive. And they are waiting for sacrifices to begin to work again. But there is a way angels will move. And the Bible said, he was talking about the gods of Egypt. God was talking to Moses. He said, this night I will pass through Egypt. My prayer, as I stand here, there is a reason why I'm standing on this altar. It is my belief that this is one of the most exalted spiritual altars in this land. That's why we are standing here to do this. It is not coincidence.
It's no coincidence. And I speak to the territory. Lift up your hands wherever you are. That God tonight will pass through the length and breadth of this land.
Oh.
Hiya, 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 hiya. Hiya! 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 Hiya!
I see seven angels, mighty beings, that are passing through the length and breadth of this territory.
Hey! Oh my God! My eyes is open to the heavens.
Oh! Higher! Higher! Higher!
I want you to pray for 2 minutes. Ask God to visit your family this night. If you will pray, God will visit your family. Somebody pray and ask God, visit my family tonight.
Hiya, 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 hiya.
Oh my God. Oh my God! Samir, Abrekatai, Somayatai. Somebody pray! I will pass through Egypt and I will judge the gods of Egypt, saith the Lord. I will pass through Egypt and I will judge the gods of Egypt.
Oh, What else? What else? What else?
Oh my God. Satellite.
Something will happen to you.
Zechariah chapter 1, verse 21. Then said I, what come this to do? And he spoke, saying, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, so that no man did lift up his head. But these are come to fray them, to cast out the horns of the Gentiles, which lift up their horns over the land of Judah to scatter it.
Listen to me. Are you hearing me? Listen to me. What I saw in the spirit is many young men and women that is living below their potentials in this land. They know that their life is beyond what they are seeing. Guess what? They can't do anything about it. There are people that has even traveled outside this country and they came back with nothing. They have gone to Lagos. They have done many businesses. They have done things. Do you know why? The Bible said that these are the horns that have scattered Judah. What is the purpose of scattering Judah? He said, so that no man did lift his head. Do you want me to explain what I mean? Huh? Even me, it's simple. That's what I mean. You are going to pray. Are you hearing what I'm saying? This horns is saying that if you want to stand, they will make sure they scatter Judah. But the Bible said that there are carpenters that have appeared. I want you to pray. Say after me, oh Lord my God.
Oh Lord my God.
I'm not hearing you. Oh Lord my God.
Oh Lord my God.
I come as a carpenter today.
I come as a carpenter.
And I scatter all the horns that has refused men from rising in my family, in this town, in this city. In the name of Jesus, I scatter them. I scatter them. I scatter them. Pray in the next 5 minutes. Scatter them. 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 You must rise, eh? You must rise. Your destiny must rise. Your brother must rise. Your family must rise.
We fire in the light.
something will happen in this territory this night. Watch out after this night, you will hear news.